Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
We are out here at Camp Bar Third Ward, thanks to Sun Cruiser, Vodka Iced Teas. We got all kinds of swag you can have if you're coming out here to the Camp Bar as well. We got Sun Cruiser hats, t-shirts. We got relief pitcher t-shirts here with a fan that you can get. The bucket hats. Got the little pop sockets, I think, for the phones as well if you're interested in one of those. Come on out here to Camp Bar. Just come on up. If you listen to the show, listen to the station, feel free to grab one. That is the way we do it. There he is. Andrew Wagner joins us now at American Family Field, getting ready for Brewers and Cardinals coming up tonight. Mr. Wagner, how are you?
Please don't hug me, ever.
No.
Ever.
You also are not a hugger, I would assume, correct?
No. The whole reason we had COVID was because of the huggers. You know, those people that go, I know you don't like hugs, but I'm going to hug you anyway. Here it comes.
Oh, Mr. Wagner. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about where we are with this Brewers baseball team. Anthony Siegler obviously is now gone. That's the end of that. Realistically, how does this play out with Isaac Collins, Christian Yelich, Sal Frelick, Jackson Churio, Blake Perkins? I mean, they've got a lot of dudes that realistically kind of all deserve playing time for one reason or another.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Like, you could literally put all their names in a hat and randomly draw names to fill those positions and feel good about every single guy that's chosen. Like, that's they're not like superstars, you know, they're not going out there and like changing the game with one swing, but all of them are capable, productive players, and you don't feel like you're really losing out if you pick one over the other. It's a difficult decision.
You know, the other part about this is when we talk about problems that the Brewers have is we were talking about this before you came out. I don't know if you were listening about keeping that momentum that you had, that you built up after the trade deadline, that you built up in August. You get on that huge winning streak, and not only just from the team, but even from the fan base now with the Packers starting, the Micah Parsons deal, that lit this Packer fan base up and going crazy. They beat two really good football teams, at least two good football teams from last year, in Detroit and Washington, playing at a great level. And now, all of a sudden, people are more focused on that. And my thing is, I think Brewers fans are looking at this like, they're so far out in front, they're so close to clinching a playoff spot, clinching the NL Central. Don't know about the one spot. Philly's coming a little bit on them on that. But for the most part, I think some of those fan bases is like, call me when the playoffs start and I'll be there. But I'm kind of sidetracked right now with the Packers.
I mean, that's, you know, a tale as old as time around here. You know, I remember even 2008, 2011, the lowest crowds during that crazy second half in 2008 with CeCe, the stands were, you know, three quarters full a lot of times because people were watching the Packers. People stayed home to watch the Packers.
Right.
People on the concourse out watching the Packers. Like, I get it. The Packers are the be-all, end-all in Wisconsin. But, like, we heard Murph talking earlier this week about having to bring that intensity, that win-tonight mentality into every game. You can't get lackadaisical this time of year. And, you know, I'm not big on the whole, like, fans make or break the game type of thing. Like, I heard LaFleur's goofy comments today. Like, okay, whatever. But at the same time,
talking about the gold package. Talking about the gold package showing up and doing their thing. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, crying about Packers fans selling their tickets, but raving about Packers fans taking over other stadiums. But I digress. Like, you need that energy every night in a ballpark. Like, you walk into a ballpark and it's just, you know, kind of quiet. Like, how do you get fired up? Like, how do you get into that intensity mode? And let's face it, for as well as the Brewers draw, a lot of times, like, this crowd is usually pretty quiet unless something happens. Like, you can have a full stadium, and they're more concerned with starting the wave than, like, making noise. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You need that. If you want playoff intensity, you have to do your part to create playoff intensity. And I think there's definitely a give and take with that, especially this time of year when guys are dog tired. When I use this example, on the Mason Crosby show, when it's basically a Thursday, like, you're halfway through the week, the weekend is right around the corner, but you're not quite at Friday yet. And then that's kind of what this time of the year is. The Brewers pretty much know they're going to the playoffs, barring a massive collapse.
Right.
They're not there yet. They haven't clinched anything yet, and they still have a lot to play for, even if it doesn't look like it on paper.
The other two thing we were talking about earlier was the fact that you had some of these Brewers players, along with Bucks players, up at Lambeau Field yesterday. And it was nice, right, getting an off day to go do something. Pat Murphy was out watching his kids' baseball practice last night, saw him. And then you had these guys up in Green Bay catching a Packer game together. And I look at it, and A, it's good because you had Terang, Durbin, Frelick, these dudes all rolling together to go up to a Packer game. And then to take in that atmosphere of what it's like when you have literally the state of Wisconsin giving you a big hug, right? The Bucks experienced that on their NBA championship run. They've had that. The Brewers still, in my opinion, really haven't had that as much. Yeah, they had the little hamburger run. Okay, fine. But not to the level that the Packers get on a day-to-day basis in this state. Not to the level the Bucks got when they won an NBA championship. Or even just on the way, you know, 60,000 people over there in Deer District. That's the day I'm looking forward to. I'm looking to the day where you've got 60,000 people, you know, in the parking lot at American Family Field watching the game on big screens, or they fill up American Family Field to watch a playoff game and people are going nuts. That's the type of energy I'm looking for. We're not there yet.
No, we're not there yet. And that's, like I said before, it's a tale as old as time. The Packers usurp everything here, and it's up to the Brewers to make their own noise and put themselves back in the headlines. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if we see at some point Micah Parsons down here throwing out a first pitch. And, like,
sure,
as much as I cannot really care for that team up north, I mean, if you're going to bring him down here for that, put him on the scoreboard between innings. Have him involved. Like, they have that goofy 414 troop dance team.
Yep.
Like, have him included in all that in-between inning stuff. Get these guys in here. Like, I think it's great that the Brewers were up there yesterday. I'd like to see more interaction between the sports teams in the state. There seems to be a disconnect. Like, the Brewers are just kind of like the awkward stepchild at times, which is weird because, you know, they play the most games. They're here in the city. They're part of the fabric. You got to integrate these guys more and get them together more and get people fired up and figure out a way to get that same energy and enthusiasm that the entire state has for the Packers on, let's admit it, a pretty damn good baseball team, and has been good for a while.
He is Drew Wagner inside the clubhouse, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Fall minicamp going on right now. Sign your kid up for a fall minicamp. Go to focusbaseball.com. Again, you do not have to be a member of Focus Baseball. Anybody can sign up from any organization. Or if your kid's in Little League and wants some extra help, that works too. Go to focusbaseball.com. Great coaches over there. Tonight, Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers and American Family Field against the Cardinals. Leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook comes up from 5:30 to 7. Tommy Wirtz will be out here at Camp Bar as well, getting ready for that one, thanks to Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. We talk about pitch counts. We talk about innings. We talk about guys getting tired and taking an extra day in the rotation. I've not really heard anybody bring up Quinn Priester and the workload that he's had. I mean, this dude's going deeper into games seemingly more regularly than anybody else in this rotation is. He's not really skipping days or doing anything, just gets into his routine and goes. Is there any concern about making sure Quinn Priester is as fresh as possible going into the postseason? Because, again, I've heard nobody say a word about it.
I think they're watching him closely. I think if he starts to show signs of laboring or getting weary or, you know, tired, they're going to do something about it. But right now, he's been as steady as it gets. Now, the Brewers did just release their updated probables for the rest of the weekend and next week, and it looks like some Brandon Woodruff's getting a couple extra days of rest. So tomorrow will be Jacob Mizorowski. Sunday will be Quintana. Tuesday will be Peralta against the Angels. Woody will go Wednesday, and then Priester will go on Thursday.
That's
so
good.
They're trying to build some rest in for guys.
Yeah, absolutely makes sense. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much for coming on. Brewers, Cardinals tonight. Catch Andrew Wagner coming up between 5:30 and 7 on the Leadoff Show as well with Tommy Wirtz. Enjoy your weekend, Mr. Wags.
Are we just going to let Charlie off the hook for his scheduling error? We're just going to let that stay?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to let him
enough.
Off the hook. Yeah, I am. Yeah,
we still like to see your beautiful face, Drew. All right, that's it. I just wanted to hear your loving voice.
Just don't hug me, boys. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.